It was nearly 80 degrees Thursday, a sure sign that spring is here. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson says in today's On My Mind column that you can see the evidence of spring, except for when it comes to how people are acting.
My wife and I needed to get out of the house for a while. So while her mother napped, we went for a drive. A car is a nice vantage point during these virus days. Big windows, mobile, but sealed off from the rest of the world. It's a good way to check in and see how close things still look to normal. There were cars on the streets and people around. A road crew had dug up a chunk of Sharon Amity Road. The parking lots of the drugstores were full. But as we drove, what I started to see was the absence of things. It was the middle of the afternoon on a weekday, and there wasn't a single school bus around. Every third or fourth storefront was dark and shuttered. Over at Veterans Park, where the basketball court is often packed, one guy was shooting at one end, and another was doing ball handling drills at the other. A few more people sat around the fringes, safely spaced apart. We drove through Sharon Memorial Park, the big cemetery at Monroe and Sharon Amity. On a normal day, there might be several funerals going at once. But now it was empty, except for a woman walking her dogs and two men working a backhoe. Those green tents that mark a burial service were scattered all around, but there wasn't a soul beneath them. It had the feel of a mini rapture, where some got spirited away while the rest of us got left behind. And of course, that's exactly the worry about the coronavirus. That it'll take some unknown number of us away and leave holes in the lives of the ones who remain. That's the low hum in the background these days as we try to assemble normal lives. You could already feel what it might be like to live among the empty spaces. It was a beautiful day, 75 degrees on my car's dashboard thermometer, the kind of day to let in the spring breeze. But as we were stopped at a red light, I looked at the cars around us. Every single window was rolled up, ours included.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column normally runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org, but you'll be hearing from him more often as we cover the coronavirus pandemic. His column represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@wfae.org.